Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Expectancy. I awoke in great expectancy. I went to sleep in that manner more than ever before. Once I realized who I was in Christ Jesus, there were things I knew that would happen. One thing I came to fully understand and walk in was that as a repressive of Christ, I cannot remain in infirmities. Where Jesus is, there is no sickness. I confidently believed that my eyes would be healed. In case you didn't know or are new here, I was born with into a generational curse, an eye disease that affects only the males in the family. By the age of 40, many times earlier, you are legally blind. This has affected 3 out of every 4 males in my family. The women are the carriers of this disease. Depending on your viewpoint, I have it the worst of all my relatives. I say viewpoint because prior to knowing the truth of this matter, I thought it was a bad thing. I now don't think that way. I now know that this was the first step into me becoming the great man I am today. Yes, it started from birth, actually before my birth. This disease is vicious. It has shaped the minds and mindsets of the males in my family on paths of destruction. Anger, helplessness, poverty, and many emotional characteristics govern them. Because of this, the males in the family are stuck in slavery and bondage. Many believe they can't accomplish anything worthwhile and have entered self-destruction mode. From a spiritual aspect, I now see what went down. The enemy knew there was someone in my bloodline that would set the family free. So stopping this, he attacked every male. I only learned recently that my father possessed this anointing, but came to an untimely death in his life. The enemy got to him. I'm sure of it. Despite the worst situation and continuous obstacles, I maintained my composure and did not get angry. I had a resilience about myself. You could knock me down, but I would get right back up. This is one reason I could fight off all the attacks that came against me. While I was down, I understood why, learned from it, and rarely experienced defeat from the same attack again. Let me make something very clear. The enemy worked its ass off to come against me. The enemy attempted everything imaginable, including death attempts, but failed. The enemy right now is looking at me, wondering how I'm still standing. If you don't hear nothing else I say, hear this. This is the might, strength, and power of God at work through me, in me. I have fallen many times, encountered countless deceptions, and everyone has betrayed me. Additionally, they falsely accuse me of wrongdoing. Enemies of enemies have joined to come against me, and I've done nothing to them. Jealousy, envy, wanting to be me or be like me, drives their motives. It's not even about me, it's about what's in me. It's about what God has placed in me they want. What they don't understand is that it doesn't work like that. I've paid a heavy price for something I didn't ask for. My entire life has been a battlefield I did not know I was in. They don't understand the sacrifices I had to make, the pain and suffering I endured. You look at what you see today but don't know what I went through days previously to get to today. If you knew, you would rethink what you think you want. So of course I'm in expectation. I worked my butt off. I deserve what's coming my way. I've spent a decade fighting for my life, fighting for the life God has ordained for me to have. It's not about depending on God to come to our rescue. We have a role to play and God steps in accordingly. The enemy has affected every part of my body, but I press on. I let him know he couldn't stop me. I let him know that he that is in me is greater. By not giving in, which is what he wants you to do, you show the enemy that you can resist him. This takes away his leverage. His only real weapon is to make you think you can't do or be what God says you can do or be. As the scriptures say, he will then flee from you, James 4:7. Whether or not I was a prophet, as a genuine believer in Jesus, it is my right to be healed. To receive deliverance, to be made whole in him, is my right. It is my right to be blessed. It is my right to live in abundance, more than enough, overflow. Casting out demons, healing the sick, and setting captives free from bondage and slavery is within my rights. So yes, you better believe I am expecting for my eyesight to be restored. Though I know this is mine to have, I would fight to get it if I had to. In many ways, that's what I've done. This is how faith works, believing in things that are not so, things you cannot see but know are possible. This is the place every believer needs to get to in every aspect of their lives. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.